Hey guys, welcome back to Catnaps and Cognac. I'm one of the co-hosts, Arielle, and I want to welcome you to episode 53. This episode, we're going to be talking a lot about TV because, that's one of our favorite subjects, if not like the favorite subject that we always seem to talk about and come back to. But we're going to talk about Drake and him being on Saturday Night Live. We're going to talk about the new ventures that Amazon is going through. Also, what's going on with the subscriptions for HBO, as well as Showtime and Netflix, and the little, I guess, like beef that they have with each other. And also, me and Dee, we reminisce on internet's past, and we have some funny moments to share. So, let's get into episode 53. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 53 of Catnaps and Cognac. We are your hosts.
I'm Dee
And
Dee.
I'm Arielle.
And again, this is Catnaps and Cognac. We want to thank everyone for coming back and listening to us. If you're a return listener and if you're a new listener, please go back and check out the other 52 episodes of Catnaps and Cognac. We're on Podbean, we're on
Spreaker.
iTunes, we're on Spreaker, we're on everything. So check us out. So how are you, Ari?
You know what? I'm living.
Okay.
At this point, I'm living. Yes. What about you?
Hey, you know what? I'm doing the same
Is it that kind of a week?
I think it is.
That happens.
Yeah, that snowstorm and
You
it
know
just
what?
what?
I'm over the snow.
So over it.
And there's gonna be more snow coming on Saturday.
Oh my God, and there was supposed to be more snow today. Matter of fact, when I looked at the weather, there was supposed to be snow this afternoon. Thank God it didn't
Oh
come.
my goodness, I'm so over it. Like, we do not live in.
Siberia.
Right.
Get out of here.
Get out.
Oh, can't stand the snow. Oh my God, so sick of it. Anyway, so what's going on in the news?
In the news.
Yeah.
What is going on in the news?
Justin Bieber got arrested.
Oh, yes, Justin.
Yeah.
And that was like all over today, yes. Oh, he looked so happy.
Hey, for somebody who got arrested for drunk driving, resisting arrest, and there was something else, some other charge, I can't remember, but he looked extremely happy for someone who had gotten arrested. And the thing is, like, okay, so my interpretation of the story, what I read on Channel 7 News, which is basically like the gossip news of Miami, he was arrested for drag racing on Miami Beach. And he was in a Lamborghini, and his friend was in a Ferrari, and they were drag racing. They were drunk, they were high. And that's what they were doing, and they got arrested. My thing is, for those of you who have only been to South Beach, really, there's not that much more of Miami Beach. When I was in the eighth grade, I went to school on the beach, and the statistic of available land that was on Miami Beach was that there was just a mile of open road for people to drive on collectively. For all of Miami Beach, there was just 1 mile in total of open road. So I don't know where the hell Justin Bieber was drag racing. I have no clue. They said he was on Pine Tree Street. I don't know which. That's probably one of like the inner roads of Miami Beach, but it's not that long for him to be drag racing on. Now, if they would have told me like they were drag racing on the Julia Tuttle, which is like a major causeway, the causeway that takes you from the beach to the mainland, or if they were on, I-95, I-75, I could probably understand that. But on the beach, I don't. The stretch of road could not have been that far for them to be drag racing. So they deserve to get arrested and go to jail for doing that. What the hell is wrong with them? I don't get it. What's going on with Justin Bieber?
He likes driving fast.
I
Mm-hmm.
Apparently so.
That's about it, because this is not the first time that he's gotten caught driving recklessly. And I don't know. I don't know what's what's really good with him.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we gotta just chalk it up to, like, he's young. We all did crazy things when we were young.
Yeah. So, and we all didn't have that kind of money when we were young.
We didn't have the kind of money. We didn't have all eyes on us.
Right.
So it's a lot easier for us to be like, you know, woo,
right,
when no one's paying attention. But, I don't know. This is crazy.
We need to keep Justin lifted in prayer because he is out of control. Oh, and he had a suspended license. That's what the last charge was. Mm. He had a suspended license.
That sucks. Like, how do you get a suspended license when you were, like, 19, 20?
Right. Like, what are you doing?
That's so early to have your license suspended like that.
He had a suspended license. Probably because he had some tickets that he didn't pay. Who is taking care of him? Where is his mother? Like, what's going on?
Apparently his mother gave him Xanax.
Okay. She gave him Xanax when?
I don't know. That's what I heard.
Oh my God. I heard
that, like, when stuff came out today, it was reported, like, that she gave him Xanax or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Let me actually let me look that up because look, and that's like a search. Justin Bieber Xanax. Oh wow. Yeah, here we go. Hey girls, he says, "My mom gave me drugs." This is on TMZ.
Why did his mom do that?
It said Justin Bieber just ratted on one of his drug suppliers to the police, telling cops his mom is the one who gave him the prescription medication he took shortly before his DUI arrest. Law enforcement tell TMZ cops grilled Bieber on what substances he had ingested before his arrest. The singer admitted he was under the influence of prescription meds, alcohol, and weed. When asked what kind of prescription meds were told, Bieber said the anti-anxiety, such as Xanax, but he wasn't sure exactly what kind, because he just takes whatever his mom, Patty, gives him. It's unclear if he has his own prescriptions for the drugs and his mom just handles them, or if he's using his mom's prescriptions, which would be illegal. If Bieber does have a valid prescription, the presence of the substance in his system probably won't be held against him. As we reported, when police raided Bieber's house following the infamous egg attack, which is like, why are you throwing eggs at people's houses, Justin Bieber?
What are you doing?
They found Xanax pills in his home, so it all syncs up. And they said that he had a blood alcohol level of 0.04, and that will definitely come back to bite him in the ass.
What's going on? Like, he seems like he used to be like this sweet little kid, and then he's just now a thug.
These Canadians, boy, they smoking crack, they taking Xanax, they speaking patois and freaking Shake Shacks and shit. I don't know.
They're crazy.
I mean, they're crazy, but this Canadian isn't.
Yes, and you want to talk about Aubrey Drake Graham. Yes, honey. Did you ever see him on SNL? Because he was fantastic.
He was really good.
He was really good. I kind of feel bad for him because he didn't... I don't know what's going on with the writing at SNL because the skits were crap.
They were horrible.
Oh my God, they were terrible, terrible. However, he did the best that he could do with what they gave him.
Exactly. Yeah, he definitely did.
Yeah. And my, what was my favorite skit again? Now it's slipping my mind.
Was it the first one that they had? The first one that came on?
What was the first one? I can't
remember. He did the Black and Jewish.
Yeah, I like that one.
The Bar Mitzvah one. I liked the one towards the end, the news anchor ones. I thought that one was cute.
Yes, that was funny. Good morning, Miami.
Yeah, good morning. Yes.
Yes. Yes. I wonder if they are like that for real in real life when they do those. Now the skit that I liked the most was the one where he was impersonating Cat Williams.
Oh yes.
He
killed it.
Yes,
he killed it. when he did that.
This is all for all the people who have never watched Degrassi and saw Drake's acting and were kind of skeptical to his acting. I think that he would be a great addition to SNL. Him and Justin Timberlake just need to be added to the cast permanently. They are great additions to the cast.
Yeah, I would have to agree that they did very, very well. And like I said, I've never, like I was telling you, I've never really seen Drake act before. So it was definitely like, oh my gosh, like he really was funny. But I didn't expect him to be anything but funny. Like, I mean, I just figured that he would be great at it.
Yeah.
He did a good Lil Wayne too. I thought that the Family Matters one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That one had me rolling.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Rolling, because first of all, it looks like the set.
Yes.
They did a good job.
Perfectly.
Yeah, they did a good job with the set, and then it was unexpected to see him come out in Lil Wayne like that. That was good. What do we think about Shashira or how Sashir?
Sashir, whatever.
Zamata.
Again, I just think, I mean, she was like in all those skits for the first half of the show.
Right.
And my thing is, again, I don't know what's going on with the writing. Like, I don't know who writes the skits. I really don't know who writes the skits at SNL, but something is going on where they're losing their funny.
That Revolution was whack.
That was so whack. It was really whack. Like, I mean, I get it. Especially if you're not from New York and you don't watch commercials, you don't really get to understand these New York PSAs that they have on all the time. So, I mean, it was kind of funny, but
I ain't never seen none like that.
No, and I've never seen any that long. I've never seen any that long, but I have seen some similar to it. Now they're not so, well, when we were younger. Now that we're older, they give you the ones that scare you. Like, look, I've lost all my fingers.
Like, oh, right, right. or you ever heard of anal cancer? Like, whoa.
Jesus Christ, there's one where this guy has, like, emphysema. It's this new one that comes on Hulu, and I wish they would ask me, did this ad appeal to you? So I could say, no, it didn't. Because the guy is, like, wheezing and trying to catch his breath, and he can't, and he has a oxygen mask on. And every time I watch the commercial or hear him trying to breathe, like, my chest starts to tighten because I'm trying to breathe for him. I hate that commercial. And they're like, don't smoke. And I'm like, I don't. I'm always yelling at the TV, like, please stop showing me this commercial. It's terrible. But the Revolution, like, I mean, at first it started to be funny, and I was just like, none of these these PSAs are never that long. Get that shit out of here. It wasn't that funny. I hope she didn't write it. That's the thing. Like, do the comedians, are they the ones who write the skits, or do they actually have, like, writers on board who write the skits for SNL?
I think they definitely have, like, the writers on board, but when I've read, like, and I still have to read that book, like, the Saturday Night Live book that Sterling gave me from The Lost Dial, so I can check out and see exactly, or even if they have the process in there, but from what I understand, I think this was what I read in Mindy Kaling's book, because I think that she used to write for SNL at one point.
Oh, really? Okay.
Uh-huh. And I think that they're all the writers definitely, like, they have, like, a little room that they go in, but it's like, you know, if we were writers, it might be like me and you in a room and all day or something like that versus, like, everybody. But
well,
I do.
We would have some funny skits if it was you and I. They need to bring us on because I was like, yo, we be having mad funny skits. Like, the Muzzy skit.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So funny. And the Folger skit that we had,
yeah,
that would be funny too.
Definitely. I think that people would, like, pop in and out of the rooms, like, and maybe they would collaborate with them, but I do think it's mostly, like, a writer thing.
Got it. Well, the writers there are crap. And they need to do something because people are, like, from the consensus, like, just from Twitter and Facebook, not that many people on Facebook because they don't really talk about it, but, like, they are all have the same sentiment that they, you know, it's just not that funny anymore. I remember when I used to be a kid, like, I used to rush home to watch SNL like 11:30. I didn't care where I was. I went to the movies. Yo, I have to be home by 11:30 because it's Saturday Night Live is coming on, and I need to watch it.
Wow.
Like, yeah, Sherry O'Terry, when Sherry O'Terry was on, when Will Ferrell was on.
That
when,
was like a golden era of
Saturday Night
SNL. Live. I feel like for Saturday Night Live, like for when we were growing up, it would have probably been like when Dana Carvey was on, like that was the golden era, and Phil Hartman, and then it got like a little dry, and then it back again when like Sherry O'Terry and Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon and them.
Shannon. Yes, definitely. And even with what's the black girl or half black girl who's
Maya Rudolph?
What's her name?
Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, even when she was on,
like, yeah,
like she was like the last bit. Right. Era. Like once she left, it was just like, all right, you know what, I don't want to watch this anymore.
Right.
Like it's just not funny anymore. And I don't know, SNL just used to be something really funny. It used to be something that you would go to, like, you know, even on Monday, even though it was 2 days later Monday, you were still talking about what happened on SNL. You were redoing the skits and just cracking up about how funny they were. I still remember like skits, like they had one with, it was Molly Shannon, Sherry O'Terry and Alec Baldwin, and they were doing, was it Sherry O'Terry? I know it's Molly Shannon for sure. No, it's not Sherry O'Terry. It's the other lady. Is her name Mia Farrow?
No. Wait, a skit?
Yeah, it's a skit. And they do like this really lame, dry radio show that would probably be on like public radio.
Oh yes, yes, yes. And they will always say like crude, lewd things, but they wouldn't really know. Yeah, yeah.
So funny. And this one, the guy, his name, Alec Baldwin, was playing this guy who was a donuteer, and he made these donut balls, and his name was Robert Sweaty or something like that.
Yes,
Sweaty.
Sweaty balls.
His sweaty balls, and I mean, like, it was so funny. And they were like, I really love your sweaty balls. You know? Like, even now, we're still laughing at them. I can barely remember the skits that were on Saturday. Like, I couldn't tell you what was on. I couldn't even tell you the one that I liked the most. That's how terrible they were. Like, they're just not funny. And I can remember something from SNL from 15 years ago and still laugh at it like it happened yesterday.
I think, like, back then, if by chance, you know, they, every show has like an off episode or whatever. So at least we still had like Mad TV to watch
and
counterbalance. But like now when we watch it, it's just like there's no other variety shows for us to watch.
Exactly.
Like whatsoever, or sketch shows. It's just like, all right, I'm going to just go to bed.
Go to bed. Basically. Oh, this kind of stinks. But the thing is, and like you said, with, you know, maybe once in a while they'll have an off show, but I feel like it's consistently an off show with Saturday Night Live now.
Yeah, definitely it is. Unfortunately.
Except when Justin is on. When Justin is on, those writers, they put their thinking caps on and they're, you know, let those creative juices flow and it'd be funny. But on the every other night, it's just like, this isn't really that funny. Like, you guys can do better. Get better writers. I don't know what's going on over there, but what's the guy's name? Lee, whatever his name is. Do something about it.
Lauren Michaels?
There you go. Lauren Michaels. I was going to call him Ralph Lauren. Lee Harvey.
Girl, bye.
Yes, Lauren Michaels needs to, I don't know, he needs to do something with the writers. And, you know, as far as Sashir is concerned, I guess she's a victim of the bad writing because, I mean, it wasn't like, at this point, you could just be an actor or an actress and go to Saturday Night Live, you know, who can, you know, deliver lines comedically. You don't necessarily need to be a comedian to be on Saturday Night Live. That's how I feel now.
You're right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You could just be an actor and actress who can deliver comedic lines. You don't have to be a comedian.
That's so unfortunate.
Yeah, yeah. It's turn around. And I cannot stand Jay Farrow. I'm dumb. You know I don't like loud people, and he's always loud. Always so loud. Why are you always hollering? Golly. Anyway, what else we got on the list to talk about today?
So we said we were gonna wait to talk about it this week.
Yes.
Girls on HBO came back.
It did.
Last week, how do we feel about it?
I am loving Girls. Nice thing, because because the thing was, like, when girls went off last season, I had already said, look, if Hannah doesn't get her act together, I'm not watching this show anymore. I'm sick of her and her shit. Like, I really was. I was so over her. She was getting on my nerves. And, you know, the season opened up, and Hannah seems very well together. And Adam, they're back together. They're living together. They're cohabitating. That's the way that everybody else seems to pronounce it. Why do people know how to pronounce the word?
I don't know.
What's going on? Anyway, well, I digress. But then they go to Hannah's job, and whoa, what the hell happened? What was his, I don't know, that ex-girlfriend that he had from the season before happens to be at the coffee shop.
Right, it's just...
with her friend.
Woo!
And her friend basically popped off, and they just had like this loud shouting match in the coffee shop.
Yes, the friend popped off.
Yes, she totally popped off. And then, like, the ex-girlfriend, she kind of seemed like, you know, she was just going to let it go and, you know, just kind of sneak out of there. But then, you know, she had her friend, she put the battery in her back, and then she popped off, too. And it was kind of crazy. And Hannah's just sitting there like, oh, my God, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know. That, I guess that's how white people handle those situations, because it would have been a completely different story if they would have been at Popeye's. Like that. Some bad people. It was crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, I was in complete shock watching it. I was like, and it was like the first 5 minutes of the show.
And the funny part was when she said, she goes, and she's pregnant. And it was like, right. Whoa!
I was like, oh my God. And she's like, no, she's not. She's not really pregnant. But she could be.
Right.
She could be pregnant.
And I was like on the TV like, see.
Exactly. When she said she's pregnant, I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And then she was like, I'm not pregnant. And I was like, this that BS right here. Y'all play too much. You play too much. But Adam seemed completely unfazed even when she said that she was pregnant. He was just looking at her like, okay.
Right. Like,
he is so despondent. He's just like, so, I don't know. He's capable of having feelings because you can tell he clearly loves Hannah. But whenever he's just interacting with people, he's so, I don't know, just distant.
A little bit, definitely. Yeah. And you can tell he cares about her friends, too.
Yeah, he does. Because when Marnie was, you know, crying about Jim or James, Chris Smith, whatever his name is.
I don't need you to write these down.
Somebody. he gave her some really supportive advice about, you know, how to handle this breakup. And, you know, that, yes, she felt that her heart was being, you know, stomped on and crapped on, but... you know, you have to realize that this guy is not for you. And I was actually quite shocked that Adam did that. Honestly, what I thought was going to happen, I thought he was going to completely flip out, flip the table at dinner. I really thought that he was going to, like, break a glass because Marnie would not shut up about her ex-boyfriend. I really thought that's what was going to happen. No, I did. And then when it just switched around and he's sitting there giving her advice about, you know, when he got his heart crashed on, I was just like, wow, Adam, you surprised me. He really surprised me. So I'm liking Girls this season. Did you watch the last episode?
No, I was just about to say I did not watch the third episode yet. How was it?
The third episode was very good. It was very good. You're going to get introduced to a new character.
Wait, I heard someone was on it. Someone, who was on it? Who was on it? The actor.
I don't know the girl's name. Honestly, I know that I've seen her in other, you know, white people TV shows. but I couldn't tell you her name.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, she comes in and whoa. Yeah, I'm not gonna ruin it for you.
Okay.
But yeah, you gotta watch it. It's just gonna be like whoa, basically. But yeah, it was a good episode. It was a good episode. And I think this season is going to be good, too. I definitely do.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Thank you, Hannah, for getting your shit together, because I was definitely going to stop. You know what? Now, with all this TV that there is out there, my selection process, as far as like TV is concerned, it's very cut and dry. Like, look, like Hostages, I tried to give it a chance, but I got bored because I was like, how long are they going to be hostages for?
Right.
How long are they going to be asking her to try to kill the president?
Right. You know? Oh my gosh. I stopped watching it like after maybe like 6 episodes.
I gave it 4 episodes and I was just like, okay, so they're just going to continue to keep doing this. Like, how long are they going to keep them in that house for?
With homegirls, Toni Collette, same face, like same surprise shock.
Right.
But not shocked face. Like, how do you master shocked and not shocked at the same time? Like, she's the white Kerry Washington, just without the lips.
Yeah. Completely. So it's just like, I don't know. And my thing is, if we're going to think realistically, we know that she's not going to assassinate the president. So I'm not watching the show anymore.
I felt bad because, like, I don't want the show to get canceled, but I'm not watching it.
Me either. Because I love Dylan McDermott. I love Toni Collette.
And he's so hot on that show. It's ridiculous.
He's so hot. He's everything hot. But I can't watch the show anymore. I'm sorry. It's just not doing it for me. And I hope it doesn't get hit. I mean, but it's on CBS. So, and CBS is the number one watched channel. So,
true. I don't think it's gonna get but it's on the same. It's at the same time as our Blacklist.
It sure is. However, I think, I don't know. Maybe people, I wish I worked for the Nielsen Company so I could see the numbers. Maybe people are watching CBS and then DVRing Blacklist?
No, it was like when the show first aired, because they both came on at the same time.
Right.
The Blacklist was coming on right after The Voice.
Right.
So they had a lot of viewers that way. And they weren't, and Hostages wasn't getting as many viewers as The Blacklist.
Okay, well, I don't know what's going to happen. Hostages, I didn't even know how people can continue to watch it. It's just like, okay, what's going to happen here? Nothing. All right, like, y'all are just going to kill everybody else but the president. Okay, not watching this anymore. Bye.
You got it.
Yeah, and that's why I had to write off Scandal, because it's like, look,
yes,
there's too much TV for me to watch. This is not happening. I can't watch this anymore.
We're over it.
Over it. But speaking of other shows that were over, well, not me per se, because I haven't watched the show, but Ari has a new show that she's been watching that she's basically over.
Yes, I am completely over Being Mary Jane, and that's on BET with Gabrielle Union and fine ass Omari Hardwick. But it, like, to me, it has no kind of substance. Like, there's so much going on in the episode. Like, you know, she's a mistress and she's still messing with him. And her brother he's a drug addict. And she works for a news network, and she's like an anchor, and they have to do it's just so freaking much. Like, I just can't. And it's like so blah. Like, it's just something about it. It's like bologna on white bread, but it's not toasted. There's no cheese. There's no mayonnaise. It's just bologna.
Oh, gross.
Like, not even fried. Like, not even fried. No eggs. No nothing. It's just bologna.
It's just bologna.
Actually, it's bologna and ketchup. Yuck.
Ooh, yuck. Oh, God. Because they try to spice it up with the ketchup.
Yeah. Right. Right. But everyone loves it because, you know, it's from the makers of The Game and, of course, Girlfriends. It's shot beautifully. Like, I love how it looks, but the actual script, and maybe it's the, I don't know, something about it. It's just like, give me an Alka-Seltzer.
Dang! Oh my God! Well, you know what? I was never like too keen. Is this the second season?
No, it's the first season.
Was it a web show before? Because I feel like I had heard about it.
They aired a movie in the summertime.
It was a movie.
Yeah, so it was like our introduction to it.
Got it. Well, I never watched it because the thing is, I'm not a fan of Gabrielle Union's acting. I I don't think that she's that great of an actress, honestly. Mainly because, I guess because she's always typecasted into those roles where she's, like, really mean and really, you know, bitchy and all this other stuff. So, and those really work. Those roles really work for her because she plays them really well. But, you know, anytime other than that I've seen her in, it's just like, her acting is boring. She doesn't have really great facial expressions. She doesn't emote very well as far as an actress is concerned.
She's an eyebrow actress.
Yeah, definitely. It's just eyebrows. She's not any other part of her face. It's just like she has palsy in the rest of her face, but her eyebrows are always moving up and down like freaking Charlie Chaplin.
And her lips are always curled.
Always curled and perfect. Like, what is that about?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan of her acting, and so when I heard that this show was coming on, I wasn't, you know, super excited to watch it because I don't, whatever. But again, a lot of people do love it. They love the drama. They love they love Omari Hardwick. However, I don't care how fine he is. I don't know if that's enough to keep me interested in watching a show that's crappy, especially with all these different plots and this and that and that and this and I don't know what's going on. Is Kelsey Grammer involved?
I don't think so, no.
Because you know how they love him.
I feel like if he was in it, it would have been better. And it would have been a comedy, like a little bit of funny involved in it.
True. Because, I mean, he did do a good job with Girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And the game at the beginning was good. And then once he got a divorce from Camille, it got kind of like, crappy.
Yeah, he was like, you know what, I'm out. I got more things to worry about than you, right. Than you yeah, black like folks. Yeah,
my girlfriend and getting her pregnant. Right, exactly. So, well, we want to hear what you guys think, because I know a lot of you guys are watching Being Mary Jane. We want to know what you guys think of the show. And if you guys like it, or if you don't like it, if you're going to watch it or not watch it anymore, tell us what you think. We want to hear. Email us at catnaps.andcognac@gmail.com or tweet us at catnaps, the letter N, cognac, and just talk to us about the show. You know we love TV.
We do.
Yes, it's our favorite thing in the world.
We should work in TV.
We should. There's no reason why we're not working. We should be in TV. I love it. Anywho, so let's, moving on. Speaking of TV and, you know, the other networks. So wait, Being Mary Jane, it comes on BET, right?
Yeah, BET on Tuesdays. Yes.
Oh, okay. And now, so we've got HBO and Showtime, and those are channels that you have to pay for.
Yeah.
And apparently subscriptions for HBO and Showtime are down. Yikes. HBO and Showtime, are they connected or not?
No, they're separate.
Is it HBO and Cinemax? Because I know sometimes, like, there'll be a movie on HBO for, like, 2 months, and then when it's gone, you'll see it on Cinemax.
I feel like it's HBO.
Yeah, it's HBO and Cinemax, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Showtime has all those other channels, the movie channel, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. Well, according to this independent rating people, I don't know who
the
they are.
The NPD group.
Yeah, the NPD group, they did a study and it claims that the subscriptions for premium cables like Showtime and HBO are falling and that subscriptions to Netflix are on the rise.
Yes.
It said that such channels have lost 6% of their subscribers in the last 2 years while online services had gained 4%. But Showtime issued a release on Tuesday denying that the premium TV subscriptions are down. The NPD study, Showtime said, does not accurately reflect actual subscriber counts. The channel said it has added 1 million subscriptions in 6 of the past 7 years, according to Deadline. It also claimed that premium rivals like HBO, Cinemax, and Starz have also increased subscriptions during that period. Somebody's lying.
Who do you believe?
I believe NPD.
You do?
Yeah, I believe NPD. I don't see why they would have to lie about that, honestly, because now there with Netflix. Netflix has all these different shows and movies that you can watch. They have exclusive shows that you can't watch anywhere else that are so good, like Orange is the New Black. That is an awesome show. House of Cards is an awesome show that you can't watch anywhere else but on Netflix. And the Netflix subscription is $7.99. With HBO, you have to get a full whole cable package and then pay an extra $14.99 a month for that channel.
Right. So,
why, you know, of course I would see that people are getting rid of, HBO, mainly because the shows are on seasonally. They have, you know, they'll have Game of Thrones that comes on for like, you know, 3 months, and then you have to wait a whole year or 2 years sometimes for that show to come back. And I know some people, like, didn't your sister do that? Like, she would only get the channel just for when her shows would come on and then cancel her subscription to the channel.
For True Blood.
Yeah, exactly. So I completely, totally understand it, because the thing is, like, the movies that come on HBO, I mean, now, I remember when we were kids, it would take forever for a movie to get onto HBO or Cinemax.
Forever. Like, yeah.
It would take years before a movie would get there. Now, you can watch a movie in the theater, and then 2 months later, it's on HBO. It's like, damn, wasn't this just in the theater? You know, did it even go to pay-per-view first? Remember, do they even have pay-per-view still?
They have some form of it. They still do.
I remember that when they used to have, you know, pay-per-view, you pay the $5.99, and then it would go to HBO or Cinemax, Stars, or whoever. Now, you really don't even have to wait that long. Honestly, it's like 6 months after the movie is out. It can be on one of these, you know, channels. And even now, Hunger Games. Hunger Games came out, the first Hunger Games came out, and then, not too shortly after, it was on Netflix for people to watch. So why not get Netflix when the subscription is only $7.99?
Right.
Definitely, I would do that. And I mean, I do that. I have HBO. I mean, I have Netflix. So I completely understand that Netflix would have a rise in subscriptions and HBO would have a decrease in subscriptions.
Let me tell you though about Netflix. Like, I honestly don't understand, if you are a TV movie buff, why you would not have a Netflix subscription.
I don't understand.
Like, I don't understand why you wouldn't have a Netflix subscription. So yeah. I'm overhearing people talk at work, and this one girl is trying to figure out, like, who can I split my Netflix subscription with? She was like, who wants in on my Netflix subscription? And so... So she didn't order it yet or anything like that, but she was like, you know, do you? She's like, it's $7.99 a month. She's like, you know, if you want to pay me, we could pay it, and we could pay it for the year, even though that's not how it goes. It's monthly. Wow. She's like, cause you know, times is hard and everything like that. But I'm sorry. Oh, then she explains, like, you know, well, only one of us can watch it under one username at a time, because it'll let you know, and da da da. Like, you're not making this argument sound convinced. Like, you're not making it sound like I want to put in
right.
to your Netflix subscription. Sorry, it's $8 a month. If you can afford $8 a month, totally understandable. It's totally fine, because I mean, you don't want to put on any extra kind of fees yourself.
Right.
But ma'am, get your life.
Really? Get it.
Get now. Your life.
What? That's unbelievable. That's crazy. I mean, it is, you know, again, you know, maybe some people can't afford the $8 a month. You gotta do what you gotta do.
You gotta do what you gotta do, and you gotta make whatever sacrifice you have to make if the Netflix is most important.
Right. So, but you are not making this deal sound appealing.
No.
We got to split the Netflix, and I can't be on at the same time that you're on. Like, okay, you know what? I might as well just go and get my own account.
And another thing with the whole HBO and Showtime subscribers going down and the other ones going, like, Netflix going up, chances are, if you're just a person who doesn't have cable, but you have Netflix and you might use Hulu or whatever, chances are you're going to those websites where you can pretty much stream for free.
Right. Right.
As well. So it's not like you're missing out on anything.
Exactly.
You can watch whatever the hell you want.
You really can. You really can. And now, okay, like, even if you don't have TV, and, you know, because you know how the people, how the people in Williamsburg are, they don't like TVs. They're like, I don't have a TV.
Except girls.
Yeah. I don't watch TV. I don't do that. But, you know, they'll have internet, and you can go and watch basically anything you want on the internet. All the TV channels, even network TV channels, they put their shows on their site to watch the next day. You don't have to have a subscription, except for Fox. Fox makes you wait 3 days to watch something.
Boo!
I know, that's stupid, but you can watch it on Hulu the next day. That's so dumb. Anyway, but, so you can basically watch whatever you want on TV, on your computer, definitely. So I can completely understand that those premium paid subscription sites that they're, channels that they're, subscription is down. I can completely understand it. Because who wants to pay? Cable is so expensive now. I don't even understand why. There are all these channels on there that nobody watches. Nobody's watching these channels. You go to like the 3000s and it's just like, what is this? This is like Interspace Galactica something. Nobody knows what the hell's going on. It's some freaking channel in the language that I don't speak. I don't think anybody in the world speaks this language other than the people that are on this actual TV channel. What is this? And you have to pay extra for all the good channels. Like I remember Basic Cable used to come with, like, everything. It used to come with
Nickelodeon,
Disney, those kind of channels, MTV, VH1. Basic Cable now is just basically your network channels, and then maybe two other cable networks.
Like TBS or something like that.
TBS and C-SPAN. What? Nobody watches it. Well, TBS, yes. But C-SPAN? Nobody's watching C-SPAN.
No.
Why am I paying you $45 just for this channel? But for $10 more, you can get all the Viacom channels, and then for another $24 more, we'll give you a bundle of Cinemax, Showtime, and HBO.
And it's like, just because you label shit like bronze, silver, and gold doesn't mean anything to me.
Right. It means nothing.
Just let me know which ones have BET and Bravo. Like,
right. Tell me which package has BET and Bravo, because I need to watch my reality TV show.
Right. Like, I don't understand. Like, going back to what you said, it's, like, now called this Basic, and then there's Basic Extended.
Yeah, Basic Extended. Yes. Yes. Before, it just used to be Basic Cable and then Extended Cable, and Extended Cable was what you got, you got, like, the higher channels, like Logo and OWN and those kind of things would be on Extended. Because they're kind of like new networks that, you know, you have to pay for, that people don't really watch. Basic Cable before used to have, all the channels that you needed. You didn't, and then you could buy the package for $14.99 to get HBO and Showtime, or HBO and Cinemax, and then you were good. You were good. Now, to get, like, a good cable package, it's like $100 to get a decent cable package that has good channels for you to watch.
And that $100 is only good for, like, a year.
Exactly. Because then it hikes up. They're like, oh, this is the introductory price for the first 12 months. And then after 12 months, sucker.
Right. It jumps up like $50.
My gosh. It's crazy.
I think ours went up $50.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then, you know, internet on its own is expensive.
Yes, it kind of, like, forces you into getting the cable.
Exactly. They force you into getting cable. They're like, oh, but if you get in a bundle, the internet will only be $12. If you get it by itself, it's $75 a month. Like, what? This is nuts. This is crazy. That was Dakota. Dakota said hi, y'all.
Hey, Dakota.
She wanted to be on the show, too.
Like, I'm still waiting for Google Fiber to come.
Yeah, when is that coming? And I'm so jealous of those people in Kansas or wherever the hell they are.
You know what? I'm jealous, but I'm not so jealous anymore after I saw the video of why they did it in Kansas.
What happened in the video?
Well, they said that, like, in Kansas, I think it's actually in Kansas City or something like that, a lot of people there don't had the ability to get cable. So they tested it
Oh.
out there to make sure, I guess, that the people can have cable. And I think it was most importantly internet. Like,
Right.
forget about the cable. It was just a lot of people out there don't have high speed internet.
Right, because it was like 1% or something like that then.
Right. So that's kind of like why they put it out there. And I couldn't be mad at that. It's like, we
Yeah.
have internet. Okay, let everyone have internet. Because internet is something that's necessary. It's like,
It's
it's not a
necessary.
luxury anymore. Like, we need to have internet.
Need it. Yeah, you definitely need it. Now in this day and age, if you don't have internet, it's just like, what rock are you living under? And apparently Kansas was living under a big rock.
Right, a big dust covered rock.
Oh my God. That is crazy. That is crazy.
They
Well,
even have
okay.
they even have I'm looking at Google Fiber right now, and they actually have free internet.
Free internet?
Yes, you have to pay a one-time construction fee of $300, but if it's free, that's still less, the construction fee is less than what you would pay per year.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy. It says future-proof your home with free internet at today's average speeds. You can upgrade to fiber speeds anytime with no additional equipment needed.
Wow.
And
Well,
this looks pretty slow though. It's like DSL.
oh, well. Dang, DSL. But remember when DSL was like the ish?
Yo, my family, we didn't even have DSL. We had dial up until I left for school. Yeah.
Yep, same here. Same here.
It was like, get off the phone.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Exactly. You gotta be on the internet, then your mama wanna pick up the line and cut you off. Oh gosh. Then you
Or
don't
if you're talking or if you're talking on the phone and they want to go online and they come on the phone, get off the phone. It's like,
got homework. Get on the phone. I need to get on the internet. Oh gosh.
embarrassing my life.
Oh my gosh. You don't even know how to use it. You're gonna call me in there in 5 seconds.
Right.
Oh.
How do I sign on again? What's my password? Why do we know our parents' passwords?
Why? Just forget about it. Just forget it. Forget it. Oh my gosh. Yeah, and then so I remember my friend had DSL and it was like lightning fast in comparison to what we had at home. Now you think of DSL, I was like, oh my God, like gag me with a spoon. I would never be able to, load a page with DSL without
No,
flipping my computer.
it's like you can go, walk Dakota,
Yes.
come back.
Come back, start dinner, get Hulu all set up and still not have that page loaded.
It's like, you know what I used to do? Like at night, if I was downloading something, I would make sure I had to download it at night while everyone was asleep. So it will be fully loaded when I wake up. It would be bad because it would be just like a couple songs. Like, it could have, like, there have been, you have those downloading sprees, and it was like, you're on LimeWire or whatever, and it's like, oh, let me download these 15 songs so I can make my mix CD or something like that. I would download them at night. So by the morning, it would be all done.
It's all done.
It will be some of those songs where you have like the big ass X on it, like it didn't go through, or whoever was, you were downloading it from, they decided, oh, let me turn my computer off.
Oh
And
my
so,
gosh. Yo, I used to be so tight. So tight. And I remember, like, oh, when I got to college, though, the internet in college was hella fast.
yo,
Like,
with the Ethernet cord, it
the
was like,
Ethernet
where
cord?
you been all my life?
Oh my God. Your internet was mad fast. Yo, I could make like a mix CD in 15 minutes. Like,
Split.
download my lickety split.
Lickety
Yo.
split.
But I used to hate it, like when you go to download a song and then you downloaded it and then you play it and it's not the song that you wanted to
Yo,
download.
yes.
Oh my God. Can I tell you that, Rashida from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta? I actually do know one of her songs. And it's only because there was this one, I can't remember what song I was trying to download, but I would always get this Rashida ATL. STL, and it was a song with Rashida and Nelly. But it looped, like it would get to it would it, it the whole song was like 45 seconds of her rapping and then the chorus of Nelly, and then it would loop right back to the beginning. That's the only reason why I know a Rashida song.
Wow.
It used to ride though. ATL versus STL. ATL, STL. She drunk as time, crunk as hell.
Oh my goodness.
I'm Rashida. I wish I could find that song so I could play it for you guys. Because I was looking for it, and I was like, I do know her. I know Rashida, because when she said, I've had songs with Nelly, and I was like, Nelly? Nelly, Rashida? I was like, oh my God, it's that song that I used to download in college. I forget what song it was that I was looking for, but every single, like, I must have downloaded that song like 15 times. And each time that I downloaded it, it's that Rashida song. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh my gosh, hated that. Or if you got like fooled by a song like by the download size file and you're like, okay, it's 5 megabytes. All right, it's gonna be like a real song. And then you download it and that shit is like 36 seconds.
Oh,
it's like, how did this work out?
How did this work out? How is this 36 seconds, 5 megabytes of worth of music? Somebody tell me. I don't get it. Oh my gosh, that used to be make me so mad. But the internet in college was hella fast, and that spoiled me. When I went back home and, you know, mommy was still on dial-up, like, you know, forget about it.
At this point, you were just like, you call your friends, you're like, girl, what you doing? Right. I'm going out. Right. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. Let me go to work. Awful.
Oh, my gosh.
When we actually did stuff. Like,
yeah. Right, exactly.
Live life. Girl, I'm about to come over.
Right.
Or you go to your friend's house with internet. Like, let me check my mail real quick.
Right, let me check my mail real quick. At my mama's
house. Welcome.
You got mail. I saw Fred. That was his name.
Yours was Fred?
Yeah, I called him Fred anytime he would say welcome. Okay, hi, Fred.
I feel like I mentioned this before, but I had Diddy say mine.
Really?
Yeah, so when you signed on, it was the same welcome guy. But then Diddy would come on, he'd be like, you know you got mail?
Nelly is mine. I was going to say as mail. I forgot what he used to say. Damn it. Oh my gosh. And then, like, like, AOL, it was kind of like pimping your ride. Like, you could change your sound.
Yes, the themes, the everything.
Mine was yippee whenever I was signing on or whenever I was IM people.
AOL was doing it back in the day.
They really were. And, like, you could, and then they had, like, the little talking Abbeys. Like, mine was a blue M&M. Love him, and whenever you would do the sad face, he'd be like, he would make noises, you know, according to the whatever you were IMing. AOL was great.
AOL was great, but they thought they was gonna stay on top forever.
They really did. Like, do people even use AOL to sign on to the internet anymore?
I'm sure old people still do.
Oh, old people.
I know. I feel like my mom still does. I don't know why, because it's like, well, my mom's like, Mike, you have Wi Fi. Like,
yeah,
you've upgraded, like.
Yeah, you don't need to go through them anymore. You don't need to.
I think it's probably, if they still do that, I think it's probably just because they're just used to it.
I guess. You know, old people, they don't like change.
No.
Anyway. Well, speaking of, you know, other alternative cable services, Amazon has something that they're trying to do, right?
Yeah, Amazon, they are thinking about doing, like, a pay-for-TV service.
Mm-hmm.
For online, so if you wanted to watch something live on TV, then you would have the option to do it through Amazon.
Oh, wow.
.com. It says that the new service it has discussed with media companies will offer live TV channels, such as those available now on cable or satellite TV. Through its Prime Instant Video service, Amazon now offers various TV shows and movies on demand for subscribers to its Prime free shipping service.
Cool.
They say that they approached big entertainment companies about licensing their TV channels for the possible new online pay TV service, and what would be a significant expansion of the company's online video efforts?
Hmm. Check them out.
There is a company right now that offers live TV, but it's like if you don't have cable and you want to watch, let's say you wanted to watch The Blacklist live, there's a company called Aereo, and it's actually available here in New York City. And you pay a subscription for, I think it's also $7.99 a month, and you can pretty much get live TV on your TV, on your computer.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You get that plus, I think, like a couple local channels.
That's not bad.
Mm-mm, it's not bad.
Well, there are so many alternatives to TV now.
So many alternatives. And TV, you had your run. It's been like a freaking over 50-year run.
Yeah. Over 5 decades. If that's one of the things that's, you know, lasted the longest.
Definitely.
TV.
Definitely. And radio. Radio's definitely been on the longest.
Yeah. And but then they went to satellite radio, so.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and at first it was like, satellite radio, I don't know.
But and then now it was like this big boom. Like, everybody wants satellite radio in their car.
I do.
I want it too, shoot. I wish I had it.
Satellite radio.
Did they ever, like, have HD radio up here? Did y'all ever hear about that?
No. I've never heard of it.
We have HD radio stations down south. So it's like, the regular radio stations, like 99 Jams is one of our regular radio stations. However, I don't know if they have an HD station. Bad example. We're going to use Power 96. Power 96 is 96.5, and then they have an HD radio station that comes on, I don't know, 96.7 or something like that. And then on their HD station, it plays, like, Power 96 usually plays house, some hip-hop, but a lot of, like, you know, pop music. They play a lot of pop and, you know, Spanish music. However, on their HD station, they play more reggae, hip-hop, you know, stuff to appeal to the more urban youth. And that's how all the stations down in Miami would have, like, their main station, and then their HD station was, like, their sister station, and it played the other things that they wanted to play but couldn't fit, you know, into their program. So, like, our public talk radio down in Miami, they have an HD station as well, and on that one, they play, like, Tell Me More, which is an urban NPR show. It's based on, like, or they talk about, like, urban politics, you know, Latino, gay rights, all that kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff that comes on that HD station, like, all the urban jazz music, Afro hip hop, you know, dance, that kind of stuff comes on their HD station. And that was like, that kind of boomed at the same time that satellite radio was coming out. So they were like, look, if you can't afford satellite radio, you can get HD radio, which plays all these different stations, and it's free. You don't have to pay for it. You just have to pay for the radio that could pick up the HD frequency.
I just googled it and I looked in Connecticut, and actually, like, all of the top stations are available in HD.
Yeah, exactly. But their HD station is not gonna be playing the same thing. Like, if I was listening to whatever, a major Connecticut hip hop radio station in my car, and you were listening to the HD station on your HD portable listening thing, we wouldn't be listening to the same songs because their HD station plays something different.
Interesting. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They even have a gay radio station called Pride Radio, the pulse of gay America.
And it's on HD?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see? And you can't pick those frequencies up on the regular radio. So I don't know if they still make HD radio, because I don't hear commercials and stuff about it anymore.
They do. It looks like it's still popping.
Okay. Well, check them out. So if you can't afford satellite radio, you guys, check out HD radio. I don't know where you would go to buy a HD radio receptor, but
online.
Yeah. I'm sure they're not expensive anymore, because this HD radio has probably been out for about 6 or 7 years.
Now. Shoot. The one list on that came up on Google, it looks like it varies from $54 to $290.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
For bad idea, $2. And you just let me put my ear up against the glass. Oh gosh. Well, I think it's cocktail time.
Yes, it is cocktail time for when you wanna, you know, have a little drinky drink.
Have a little drinky drink while you're watching your TV. Well, you know, it's been snowing up here. Sorry for anybody else, you know. Well, not sorry. You lucky bastards who are not in the snow and in the cold. Like, oh my gosh, yo, I was walking out. I was in that snowstorm. And when I got home, like, my hands were in so, I couldn't even, it hurt to pull the keys out of my pocket to open the door. It was so painful. This is, I don't know why I moved up here. Why did I do this?
I have no clue either.
I don't know why I did this. I need to be in Florida. I'm not used to, like, I was walking in the cold and I was like, yo, my island's blood is not prepared for the cold. Like, I'm not ready.
It's brutal. Brutally painful.
It is brutal. So
that's what she said. No.
So we've named the drink the Polar Bear Vortex.
Ooh.
Yes. Windy, chilly. But this drink is gonna be great to cure the polar bear vortex or the polar vortex that we're going through. So the ingredients for the drink are 1 teaspoon of clover honey, 1 1/2 parts of Courvoisier VSOP cognac. You're going to need 4 parts of hot milk or half and half, and then some grated nutmeg for garnish. And the preparation, you combine the ingredients in a warm mug and then garnish with the nutmeg. And there you go. You have the polar bear vortex.
So easy, so simple, so warm.
Yes, so delicious. So for those of you guys who are in the heated temperatures, turn up the AC and then drink this drink. And for those who don't need to turn up the AC, warm up with some of this Polar Bear Vortex. Delicious drink to warm you up. So is that the end of our show?
That is the end.
That's the end. So where can we find you, Ari?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ariel Cherie. What about you, Dee Dee?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram as well, and it's Lucky Stars, LuckyStarz. You can find us, the show, on Twitter as well, Catnaps, the letter N, Cognac. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/catnapsandcognac. Again, you can email us if you guys want to talk to us. Tell us about any new topics that you guys want us to talk about. Anything like that. You want to shout our accolades? We love to hear it. Send us an email at catnaps.andcognac@gmail.com. We're on iTunes. We're on Spreaker. We're on Podbean, of course, catnapsandcognac.podbean.com. Check us out there. They have a new format on their website, which looks really good and much more user-friendly. So check them out there. And don't forget to like our page on Facebook and rate us on iTunes, please. Thank you for those who have rated us. We really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. We're at 5 stars. Woo, woo.
Mm-hmm.
Check us out.
Gotta sound like Chloe. Mm-hmm.
Sound like Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you can find us at all of those places, and be sure to check us out, and we hope to see you guys next week.
Yeah, see you guys later.
Bye.